I can't speak for the other animals, but we humans are a storytelling species. That's how we pass along our legends and history and religious tenets. We wrap the information in a compelling story. Our primitive ancestors used to squat on their haunches around a fire to tell their stories, and now we hardly ever squat on our haunches, but we still tell our stories. And we tell them in many forms, songs, poems, narratives. A clever new story form is to tell our whole life in 6 words. Your whole biography condensed into 6 words. It began as a reader contest on Smith Online Magazine, and now a compilation of these eensy biographies has come out in a book titled Not Quite What I Was Planning, which is one of the 6-word memoirs. Here are some other examples from the book. Born in California, then nothing happened. Or, after Harvard, had baby with crackhead. Some read like a personals ad. Here's one. Former child star seeks love, employment. Some are dryly humorous. Love New York, hate self, equally. And many are witty. Professional canoe guide, lost only once. You wouldn't know looking at me. Catholic school backfired, sin is in. And the psychic said I'd be richer. One popular theme of our storytelling is that of lost boys. Think of J.M. Barrie's play, Peter Pan, and those cute lost boys of Neverland who never grew up. They have names like Nips and Toodles and Cubby. And then there are America's lost boys, the young men who spend more time playing games than growing into adults. In American pop psychology, the Peter Pan principle defines a type of immature young man who is lots of fun, but makes dreadful long-term boyfriends or husbands. Half a world away in Africa, a more grim definition is the Lost Boys of Sudan. First in the 1980s and again recently, 20,000 boys and some girls have been orphaned and displaced by ethnic war. Some were conscripted to be child soldiers. Some were enslaved. Others traveled thousands of miles by foot for years to find safe refugee camps. Closer to home, I found a camp of lost boys myself last week. Not really a camp. It was the drop-in shelter at Youth Services of Tulsa. This is a safe haven for homeless young men and women about 18 to 24. Some have aged out of foster care. Some couch surf among friends' homes. Others live on the street or under Tulsa bridges. They're homeless. I had come to teach about a dozen young men and 2 young women a creative writing class. A couple of them were zoned out and didn't participate, but I was impressed by how attentive the rest were, how polite, how eager. I wanted the class to be fun, so we did a couple of word games and short writing assignments. One assignment was to write their life story in 6 words. They jumped right in. Here are some of the many self-portraits of these homeless young Tulsans. And listener warning, some will pierce your heart. Bags of linen, but no laundromat. I live, but really I'm dead. I am mean, but really scared. I can't talk. Call me, please. I want to leave, but how? Fall in love. Hope it lasts. Hate Mondays, and Tuesdays no good. Life of lemons blinds a man. I'm not racist. I hate everyone. Graduate from school of hard knocks. Born and lived in complete sorrow. State to state, peddling my life. Music within me and around me. Dancing, but I don't know how. I warned you, in only 6 words, their lives can break our hearts. I hope these lost boys and girls in Tulsa get found. I hope they get to live the lovely line that Barrie wrote in Peter Pan. All the world is made of faith and trust and pixie dust.